praying for me. Regarding prayer, I would like to share a topic with you, that is prayer and fasting. To me, this is a very effective way of praying. It's a very powerful spiritual weapon. So, I don't know how many of you have been practicing fasting prayer. Have you tried it? If you have not tried it, I encourage you to try it, because I think it's very important and very effective in your spiritual life. Last month, our student fellowship holds a mini gospel camp in Hickley Knob, whereby we invite seekers to come. We're about 20-something seekers, and then our brothers and sisters gather together. We organize this camp mainly to do two things at the same time. One is discipleship, because we want to have all these students who are believers to work for the same cause and pray for that. At the same time, we want to outreach to seekers, bringing them to Christ. And praise the Lord, there are about 10 people who came to Christ during the camp. If you ask me what's the most important factor that leads to their effectiveness, I would say the number one is prayer. Because before the meeting, the student organization at fellowship organized a prayer campaign. So we pray together, we even fast together. During the camp, during the preaching, when I was preaching, the student leaders were gathering in the kitchen, not to eat while I'm preaching, but to pray in the small room in the kitchen. That is the engine, the power. One of the most effective way of prayer, to me, is fasting and prayer, praying and fasting. If you have not tried it before, I urge you to try it. There are a lot of biblical examples. So today I would like to share with you on several dimensions. Before we do that, let's read a passage from the Old Testament. Could I ask you to read it out loud for me? Then the word of the Lord Let's continue. When Jonas do not let people on animals, herds, or flocks taste anything. Do not let them eat or drink. Thank you. So today I would like to share with you on the several aspects of prayer and fasting. We just have the introduction. Now let's go to some biblical examples. What's the correct attitude in practicing it? And how to practice, how to cultivate the habit? And I will draw a testimony to show you an illustration. May I ask you to bow our heads and let's pray together again. Praise the Lord for giving us time to worship you today. May your Spirit guide us and teach us, so that we'll practice good prayer. Be closer, drawn closer to you day by day. We thank you. We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There are a lot of examples in both the Old Testament time and the New Testament time regarding fasting prayer. For example, in Jonah, we just read, Numbers chapter 3, 1 to 9, it talked about at a time Ninevite people were very wicked. So God sent Jonah to warn them. If you do not repent, your city will be destroyed in 4 days. And fortunately, these people listened. Even the king listened. What did he do? He ordered all the people, not just the people, even the animals, don't eat and drink. It's very, very extreme. Repent. So if you find that your relationship with God is not so close, and there's something you have to deal with yourself, one very good way, effective way to deal with that is to fast and pray. Confess our sins and try to restore the relationship with the Lord, just like the city of Nineveh. They are deep in sins, but they repent. As a result, the city was saved. This is one example. The other good example I can find is Daniel. Daniel is something that I respect a lot. He's my hero. Although he's living in a foreign country, just like me, he loved his homeland. He prayed for his homeland all the time. He hoped the Jews return to Canaan sooner. So he keep praying, and he's a man of keeping a good habit of fasting and prayer. He loved his country. Besides the Old Testament time, there are also New Testament examples. For example, the way of Acts 13:1-3. Let's take a look at that. Could I ask you to pray, to read that out loud for us? Let's go. Now in the church, it's an amazing example. Fasting and prayer is not something just passive and negative, something you have to deal with your sins. Sometimes it can be very positive. As the Antioch church, they are pondering how we should more effectively serve the Lord. They pray, and then the Holy Spirit show them, send me out, send out Barnabas and Saul for me. And it becomes a very mission-oriented church, expansion. And through these two guys, the gospel was preached all over Europe. It was so amazing and effective. Fasting and prayer is a very effective way. If, brother and sister, you're seeking your future direction, how do you more effectively serve the Lord? Sometimes it's worth doing that. Prayer and fasting. Another time, which is very important, is when Jesus, someone tried to ask someone to disciples to heal his son, but that was not powerful. When Jesus came down, he prayed and cast out the evil spirit. And what happened? The disciple asked Jesus, how can we could not do that? Can we read together? Mark 9:28-29. Let's go. After Jesus, when they asked Jesus, why could not we drive this demon out? Jesus said, for this very kind is very serious. You have to not just pray, but fasting. Especially if we are launching a spiritual warfare, fasting and prayer is very effective. That's my experience. I would like to share with you. Effectively, fasting and prayer. The second part I would like to share with you, just an example, is the right attitude. You can ask why, although fasting and prayer is mentioned in the Bible, why seldom do we teach in church? Why do people not talk about this that much? If it's so good, why do people not talk about it frequently? There are several reasons why, I think. The first one is that fasting is very personal. People do not, when they fast, they do not offer to tell you that they're fasting. The second reason is that some people have the misconception that if I fast, it's going to hurt me. I better not. The third one is that people are afraid that people use work to justify faith. They use fasting to exchange something good from God because they have a wrong attitude. So let's talk about it one by one. In Matthew chapter 6, it talks about praying and fasting. Can I ask you to read that again, please? When you fast,
fast, but only to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
So God encourages when we fast, don't let other people know. And the Father will reward you. Prayer and fasting is personal. That's why when someone prays and fasts, they seldom tell you. They'll still smile at you. Another reason why they do not want to fast, a lot of people, is that they think that's harmful to the body. If I do not eat one or two meals, I'm going to die. Not really. In fact, you know that some of the nutritionists recommend fasting, even if they are not Christians. Fasting actually is good for your health. You know, sometimes we consume so much, especially tonight's Super Bowl game. You're going to take a lot of food. That excess will build up a lot of poison. A lot of things is not very good to your body. Every now and then, if you allow yourself to fast a little bit, burn up those excess things, poisonous things in your body. Actually, it's helpful to your health. Even those who are not believers recommend fasting sometimes. So if you do not eat one or two meals, don't worry, you will not die. Okay? It's actually good to your body. But you say, Dr. Kwok, I feel hungry if I don't eat a meal. That's okay. You know, we have a physiological clock. Every now and then, when the time comes, 12:30, the digestive juices just come out. And you have some, don't have something to feed in, it doesn't feel good. But doesn't it hurt you? Okay. It's just part of your habit. The clock is running and the juice comes out and you don't have something for that. You feel not very easy. But after a while, you find that you get used to that. It's okay. You will not die. I assure you. Except for those people who are special. If you are pregnant, you have diabetes or you have heart disease, maybe you have to talk to your doctor. Okay. Otherwise, for other human beings, other brothers and sisters, it's not going to hurt you. It's actually going to benefit your health. And it's an issue that in the beginning, when you try to fast, it's not so feeling good. You feel a little bit not so easy. But it's part of the practice in the beginning. But as you go more and more, you feel that it's fine. In fact, at one time during your process of fasting, you feel energized. Fourthly, you're not going to hurt your work. Don't say that I'm going to fast so I can quit working. In fact, a lot of people, when they fast and pray, you still resume their normal work habit. They have to because they have to work in office. They are still joyfully working. Sometimes when I fast, when I teach, when I work in a school, well, I feel that, how come I feel not very comfortable around here? Oh, I'm hungry. How come I'm hungry? Oh, I'm fasting. Oh, then I bow my head and pray again. That fasting reminds me, although I still have running a natural job routine, but every now and then when I feel hungry, I bow my head and pray for 1 or 2 minutes. So even when you're fasting, you can keep up with your normal routine. Of course, if you have a holiday, then you can stay home and pray and fast and kneel down more often. It's even more effective. But it doesn't mean that when you're fasting, you have to quit your work. That's not necessary. So a lot of people have this wrong conception saying that fasting is harmful to your body. So that's actually not true, except for some special people like pregnant women, people with diabetes or heart disease. Talk to your doctor if you have done that. Harmful to your body. The more important thing is the right attitude. Because in fact, in the Middle Ages, the Catholics, those people, the monks, sometimes they go to extreme. They ill-treat their body. They suffer so much in order to show that they're spiritual. They want to show that they can exchange something good with the Lord. They try to gain favor on the law by work, by mistreating the body, which is to the extreme. This is not right. We are not going to the extreme. Fasting is not to suffer to exchange something good from the law. We need to be very clear about the attitude. We are not using fasting and prayer to manipulate God's answer to us, saying that, God, I suffer so much, I deserve something good from you. That's not the right attitude. Why do we fast and pray? That's the idea, is that This means that I'm very urgent. I have this urgent need. And it's so urgent to me, so important to me, I'm willing to put down a border in it and focus my spirit to you and lift my spirit up to you. And that's the meaning of fasting and prayer. Prayer and fasting. That is so important to me, this item, that I'm willing to put down my body needs and let my spirit concentrate on God and God alone. We're not doing something extra to exchange favor from the Lord. But our passion, our urgency, will make our prayer more powerful and effective. So when you pray, rejoice. Don't just feel very sad when you pray and fast. Still be joyful. Sing song. Although you're hungry, you can sing song and praise. And when you fast the process, it's better to pray for the Spirit to guide you. Instead of you venture into the process, let the Holy Spirit guide you. The Holy Spirit guided Jesus to the wilderness and fast for 40 days. So remember the right attitude when you fast. Let's talk about practice. How do I put this into practice? If I want to start practicing, so first I want to introduce you there are three different major types of fast. One is called abstract fast, one is called regular fast, and one is called partial fast. Let's use one example. The one example we've just read about Jonah is an example of abstract fast. You don't drink, you don't eat. But you do that, try to stop in 3 days. Otherwise, you will die. And don't blame me, okay, if you die. I warn you, okay? If you do not have water, don't fast too long. Absolute fast do not be too long because human beings need moisture, water. And regular fast, it can go long. I think the biblical example is about 40 days maximum. But you can have to keep drinking water. Partial fast refers to you do not eat meat. You eat a vegetable, maybe have some fruit juice. So let's talk about that one by one. In the case of Esther, because those people were trying to destroy the Jews, as a result, Esther, the queen, asked the fellow Jews to pray for her as she was approaching the king in order to save her fellow citizen, her fellow countrymen. It was very risky because without being summoned by the king, she could be executed. Before she ventured to see the king, she asked, let's read that together, Esther 4:16, let's go. Go. She will go to see the king, but according to law, unless the queen is summoned by the king, it's against the law, and she can be executed. If I perish, I perish. But before I venture there, please help me. Fast and pray. It's absolute fast and pray. Don't eat and don't even drink. It's very serious. Because if that happens, the Jews will be all exterminated. It's a very extreme case. Another case is regular fast we talk about, so it's not very special. Regular fast is 40 days, but remember to drink water. This is another fast we call Daniel fast. Daniel fast, okay? Daniel fast means that lots of times Daniel drink, even eat some fruit, but he doesn't eat meat or drink wine. Let's read together Daniel 10:2-3. Let's go. At that time, so Daniel practiced fasting a lot. And sometimes he used regular fast, sometimes he used the Daniel fast. He used by eating vegetable and fruit juice, he fasts. He is a man of prayer. I respected him a lot. So there are three major types of fasting, but you can ask, how frequent should I fast? It's all up to you. Some people practice very regular fast. Some people practice maybe one night, maybe one day a week, or one evening a week. Some people do it occasionally. And some people fast and pray when there's special need. I belong to the third kind. When there's special need, I fast and pray. Baby Shirley cooks food, it's so delicious, I cannot sacrifice that a lot until there's special need. So when there's special need, I fast and pray. Okay. Some people actually practice regular fast. It's up to you. Fasting and praying, it's actually very effective. And how do you cultivate the habit of fasting? If you have not fast and prayed before, I will advise you, remember, the key words are phase in, phase out. That means that you have to phase in gradually. You have to do it gradually. Don't exert yourself abruptly. That will hurt your body. Don't say that I'm going to fast the next meal, so I'm going to have a big buffet now. Or when you quit fasting, you say, oh, I suffered so much for the last 2 or 3 days, I deserve a very good meal. And you eat a lot. I don't do that because it's going to harm your body. Your digestive system has to adjust phase in, phase out. You have to gradually move to. Before you fast, maybe you eat some fruit and vegetable to prepare. When you finish your fasting, try to eat some fruit and vegetable first, not jump into a big meal. Now don't tell me that, don't tell you, okay? I tell your story to watch you. Back in the old days in the Chinese ancient history, there's a called Tang Dynasty. And Tang Dynasty is one very famous poet called Dou Fu. He's a very famous poet. And at that time, one time, his area suffered from a famine. So for a long time, he had no meat to eat. For a long time. So one time, his good friend bring some good beef to him. He was so excited. So next day, he cooked a large pot. He said, I have not enjoyed the meat for so long. And today, I'm going to rejoice. And eat a lot. Guess what happened? His stomach burst out. And he died. I'm not kidding you. In the Cultural Revolution in China, a lot of people suffer from famine, and suddenly when they have something to eat, they eat too much, their stomach burst and died. So I tell you already, don't say that next meal I'm going to fast, I want to enjoy a buffet. Don't do that. It's going to harm your body, okay? Have food and food. And if you start practicing, maybe starting for short period of time, maybe 1 or 2 meals. Maybe skip the lunch and dinner, and the next morning breakfast, you can resume your meals. As you get used to that, you can extend that maybe 24 hours, maybe 36 hours, or maybe even 3 days with water, okay? If you go further than 3 days, I'll warn you, I'll advise you, pray very clearly for the guidance of the Holy Spirit. When you go to a long period of time, it's better your fasting is led by the Spirit. Okay. So that's to cultivate the habit. Remember, phase in, phase out. Don't exert your body. And how will you feel? For the first 3 days, you'll feel that it's not feeling well. That your stomach just grumbling all the time. And the fourth day, this you feel less hungry, but a little bit fainting. You'll feel even worse. Interestingly, in the 6th and 7th day, you regain energy and concentration. That's amazing. How come that you have been fainting, now suddenly you have the energy back? This is time when your excess fat and your poisonous thing has been consumed by the body. There's no food to consume, no things to digest. The double your body will burn up those excess fats on your body. With all these poisonous things gone, your energy regain and concentration came. The 9th and 10th day, the spirit lively again, all the toxins gone. The 21st day to the 40th day, hunger will come back again. When you resume eating, gradually add a portion. And Jesus did it a lot, 40 days. So I just talked about the examples, the correct attitudes in Old Time, OT time, and New Testament time. There are a lot of examples. It shows that it is a very powerful prayer. If you have not done that, I urge you to try that, especially for special occasions. For example, you have to intercede for something you love, or you're seeking for future direction, or you have something that you have to deal with yourself in front of the Lord. That will be very powerful. But when you do that, remember, this is a spiritual warfare. Be very cool, careful. Remember to brush your teeth, okay? Because you will smell. You have bad breath. People can smell that, okay? Remember to swear a lot. And don't get angry easily, because when you are fasting and praying, Satan is going to disrupt you. There is something happening around you. They arouse your finger. You arouse your anger. They will defeat the very purpose of fasting and prayer. So I'm going to give you an example. Example happened to this church. There was one brother. Before he became Christian, he was a mainland Chinese. He came from mainland China. He was a student in USC. And he was not a Christian yet. So one lovely American brother, who is a Campus Crusade staff member, guide him, help him, pray for him, let him Bible study and pray for him. And this non-Christian that was a seated at the time, really want his wife to come to join him here in America. His wife is in China. His wife has been applying for visa a lot of time, but was rejected time after time. He got very frustrated. So, knowing this, this American brother said, okay, I'll help you. I'll fast and pray for you. So that hopefully God will listen to my prayer, that your wife will get a visa and come to join you. That seeker said, oh, no. This is my wife. How come you pray and fast for me, for my wife? No, I can't let you do that. How about that? We both fast and pray together. Let's fast together. So he also fast. And wonderfully, within a very short period of time, the visa was granted. And his wife came to join him. And she started coming to our church. And both he come to our church. And I let his wife come to Christ, come to receive Christ. As you know that I do a lot of discipleship. After they return coming to Christ, I have a discipleship class here in the Sunday school. And they come to join us. We start at 9:30 up to 11 o'clock. 1.5 hours. And they have been diligent students coming to discipleship on time, share a lot of good things, and very, very proactive, very, very diligent. One Sunday, they arrived late. They arrived very late. And when they came, the couple came in, I see that their faces are dark. Not in a good mood, and they sat down without saying anything during the whole class. I know something is wrong. So I talked to them after class. I said, what's going on? He said, we pray and fast. Because the last time somebody guided us, their brother guided us, okay, and I pray and fast, and then we're successful in getting my visa for my wife. But this time we want to get my daughter's visa. And many times the grandma took the daughter to go to apply for visa, it was rejected. So we use the same practice. We fast. Both my wife and myself, I'm fast. But during the course, during the process, we quarrel. We're so angry at each other that we quarrel. So we said, we're so upset. So we're late to class. Oh, I understand that. They did not understand the real meaning of fasting and prayer. So I said, okay, tonight I'm going to visit you. So that night, after church, I went to visit their apartment and talked to them. I said, you do not understand. Fasting is not just you do not eat food in order to exchange for the visa. That's not the mean. What's the fasting? Fasting is that you have to pray. Fasting that your prayer is so urgent to you that you are willing to put aside your body needs and concentrate. And that's the meaning. You're not exchanging something with God. So I let them to pray and repent. Because I tell them, if you are not having the right attitude, Satan is going to interrupt. And that's why you quarrel with each other. because you don't know what is fasting and pray about. And so they pray and repented. And after we three of us repented and prayed, guess what happened? The phone rang. At that moment, the phone rang. And the wife jumped to the phone and picked up the phone. And after she heard the message, she had her fist just bang, 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 bang the wall. Not that she was very mad. She was very happy. You know what happened? At that very moment, the visa was granted. Praise the Lord. I tell you, this is not the first time. I've seen it many times. So, brothers and sisters, if you have not tried it, my commercial, do it. Let's pray. Let's go ahead and pray. Thank you, Lord, for giving us a wonderful Sunday to worship you. Help us to be closer to you for our prayer time and even sometimes fasting. Pray that all brothers and sisters here all enjoy a wonderful fellowship with you and be closer to you day by day and resemble you more and more. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.